This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to start with the bread and butter of many American businesses, loans. The volume of loans businesses take from banks can be an important economic indicator. That's money those companies might use to buy new equipment or stuff to sell, to expand their businesses or be more productive. And yet, despite a strong economy, last year the rate of business loan growth slowed. To be clear, it's not that corporate loans have shrunk, but rather where loans were growing in the double digits just a few years ago, loan growth was in the low single digits by the end of 2017. We sent Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson hunting for the reasons why.
Like any good mystery, there's not just one suspect here. In fact, there's lots of factors that may have contributed to this slowdown in corporate loan growth. Let's start with what these loans are actually for. Here's Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets.
Can be anything from a loan to Warren Buffett to finance an acquisition of a company that he wants to buy, to the hardware store owner in Burlington, Vermont, who's financing his inventory.
Cassidy says a big source of demand for these loans has typically come from the energy sector, which often needs to borrow to buy pricey equipment. But it's suffering from really low oil prices and is less able to borrow. Another driver of these loans are mergers and acquisitions. Slow time in M&A, less borrowing to finance them. Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at Northern Trust, has a few more suspects.
Companies are very, very profitable. They are generating an immense amount of cash flow, which can obviate the need to go to their banks to borrow money.
Or maybe they're skipping banks and borrowing from investors instead through bonds. That's been pretty cheap and easy lately. There's also a tax piece to this puzzle, says John Graham, a finance professor at Duke.
Companies heard all about tax reform coming. And some of the tax reforms they knew were going to restrict their ability to deduct interest, and so they might have been holding off on borrowing.
That could restrict future borrowing, too. But Graham says with the strengthening economy, businesses might start spending more in 2018 and need to borrow more, too. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.